cavity protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government revokes ZAMSA board appointment, suspends key officials. Civil servants urged to be wary of unrealistic campaign promises, and dozens killed as Angola flood death toll rises. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government has revoked the appointment of a Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, board member and suspended several senior officials in a move aimed at restoring accountability at the agency. Minister of Health, Alex Katakwe, announced that the appointment of ZAMSA board member and Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President, Kigan Mwape, has been revoked with immediate effect, saying that the Pharmaceutical Society has since been directed to nominate a new representative in accordance with its governing act. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Dr. Katakwe, in the same vein, has suspended five senior ZAMSA officers to pave way for investigations into the operations of the agency. Those suspended are Manager for Procurement of Medicines and Acting Director Procurement, Justin Mulimo, Senior Procurement Officer and Acting Manager Medicines, Diana Musa, Senior Procurement Officer, Brian Mununka, Senior Manager for Supply and Planning and Acting Director Supply Planning, Rachel Msmuko, and Senior Manager for Warehousing and Distribution and Acting Director Warehousing and Distribution, Roswet Kianamina, said Dr. Katekwa. Dr. Katekwa said the suspensions are intended to facilitate administrative and investigative processes with the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, and the Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, expected to institute urgent investigations into the matter. He added that acting appointments have since been made to ensure continuity in operations and prevent disruptions in the supply of medicines and medical supplies. Dr. Katakwe reiterated government's zero-tolerance stance on inefficiency, negligence and misconduct in the health sector, stressing that the availability of essential medicines remains a top priority.
This government will not tolerate inefficiency, negligence or any form of misconduct in the management of medicines and medical supplies. Access to essential medicine and medical supplies remains a top national priority, ensuring that medicines reach the last mile, every clinic, every health center, and every community is non-negotiable.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over rising frustration among youth and local stakeholders in Chingola district of the Copperbelt province, despite government's efforts to revive the mining sector and stimulate job creation. Mr. Mianda noted that while President Hakainde Hichilema continues to champion economic growth through the reopening of mines, the anticipated benefits are yet to be felt by many in communities surrounding Konkola Copper Mines, KCM. He observed that although operations at KCM have resumed under Vendata Resources, a significant number of local residents feel excluded from employment opportunities, contracts and other economic benefits expected from the mine's revival. Mr. Mianda questioned why the resumption of mining activities has not translated into meaningful participation for local people as previously anticipated. sentiments on the ground suggest a widening gap between expectations and reality, as young people are increasingly questioning how a major mining operation can be active in their locality while they remain unemployed, said Mr. Meander in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He warns that failure to urgently address the growing discontent could lead to heightened tensions and possible community unrest.
Young people in particular are increasingly questioning how a major mining operation can be active in their locality while they remain unemployed and without access to business opportunities linked to the mine. This perceived exclusion is fueling anger and deep resentment within the community. If not urgently addressed, this situation risks escalating into open discontent and the possible protests, as affected youths may feel they have no other avenue to have their grievances heard.
The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, FFTUZ, has appealed to civil servants to be cautious of politicians making unrealistic campaign promises ahead of the August elections. Union General Secretary Nelson Mwale says the Federation is concerned with misleading pledges by some political candidates, including promises to employ all teachers and health workers seeking employment to significantly increase salaries without clear implementation plans. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale said workers must remain alert, noting that many politicians are seeking votes through attractive but impractical promises. Civil servants must question politicians who are promising heaven on earth and ask how they intend to achieve these goals, said Mr. Mwale. He stressed the need for civil servants to be discerning and to support policies that offer realistic and sustainable improvements to their conditions of service. Mr. Mwale further urged politicians to be truthful in their engagements with workers, adding that misleading campaign promises should be a thing of the past.
Even as campaigns go on in this 26 year of elections, we are calling upon our workers generally to focus their attention indeed on campaigns that will better the future of their workers. It be those campaigns that are realistic, because we are not going to buy into issues that the workers are aware that are unattainable, but simply following blindly. We have to go by the direction that will shape the future of our workers without concentrating on those areas that are being talked about and at the same time are unattainable by our politicians.
The Zambia Police Service has recorded a total of 386 road traffic accidents countrywide